USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is en route to New Hampshire to talk about ports and supply chain bottlenecks. The president visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority. The White House saying the port will get funding from the big infrastructure bill to accommodate larger ships and heavier loads of cargo. A judge in South Carolina is denying bond for Gwayne Price, one of the three suspects in a shooting at the Columbiana Center shopping mall over the weekend that left more than a dozen people injured. In a bond hearing Tuesday, Judge Jessica Magnum announcing her decision after hearing arguments from the state and Price's attorney. The state argued Price is a flight risk and shouldn't get bond. This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Despite Russian missiles striking a world central kitchen in Ukraine over the weekend, the charity's founder says they're continuing their mission to feed hungry Ukrainians.
Sometimes to fight the good fight, a plate of food is just the beginning of a better tomorrow.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. Celebrity chef Jose Andres says four of his staff were wounded in the strike, but they remain in high spirits. Air travelers are reacting to the federal mask mandate being lifted on airplanes and public transit. This passenger arriving at Detroit Metro Airport says people celebrated not having to wear face coverings on flights.
It's a real moment almost because it's been so many years now that we've been doing this, and yeah, a couple people cheered.
Today marks the first full day passengers didn't have to wear masks on planes. The mandate was struck down by a federal judge in Florida Monday. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A group of left-leaning activists are suing to keep Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene off the ballot in the November midterm elections. The lawsuit citing her comments supporting the Capitol Hill rioters. Congresswoman Greene claims the lawsuit is an attempt to silence her and her supporters on Fox News.
These people hate the people in my district so much they look down on them because they voted for me and sent me to Washington to fight for the things that most Americans care about.
A former member of the Chicago Police Department will not face charges.
Federal authorities say they will not pursue charges against Jason Van Dyke. The former Chicago police officer was convicted of murder in Illinois State Court for the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. He was seen on camera shooting McDonald 16 times. Prosecutors say it would have been more difficult to convict him at the federal level because the burden of proof is far higher. Van Dyke was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison in 2018, serving less than half before he was released back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The CDC is launching a new way to track infectious diseases that's similar to how the National Weather Service tracks storms. It's called the Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics. The center's purpose is to guide decisions needed regarding public health, like creating vaccines or deploying antivirals. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.